Good afternoon, and thank you for being here. You can eat your lunch if you need to. It's okay. I'm going to give you a little background on this presentation before we get into it, because so that you have a general idea. This is a very, very small piece of a larger study that we're doing in Maryland. And thank you very much. She knows I'm handicapped at doing those kinds of things. What we have been sort of charged with doing and given some funding for doing is to do sort of an assessment of the oral health literacy of Maryland very different groups and doing different kinds of things. So one of the things we're doing is to determine what the Maryland public, 18 years of age and older, who have a child 6 years of age and younger, what they know and do about preventing tooth decay, and at the same time, in the same phone survey instrument, we have asked them their opinions of healthcare providers' communication techniques based on AHRQ's questions. At the same time, we're doing sort of the reverse of four kinds of healthcare providers: physicians, nurse practitioners, dentists, and dental hygienists, in terms of what they know and do about preventing tooth decay. And also the flip to the communication is to ask them of the 17 or 18 recommended communication techniques, how many of these they use on a routine basis. This presentation is a teeny, teeny, tiny part of the bone survey of Maryland adults and what they know and do specifically about knowledge of fluoride and their use of tap water. So just as background, and I know almost everyone in the room recognizes that the best way to prevent dental caries or tooth decay is the appropriate use of fluoride and Pitt and Fisher sealants. It's evidence-based, and community water fluoridation is the foundation stone for caries prevention. Now, in the state of Maryland, we are very, very fortunate because 98% of the community-based water supplies are fluoridated. I think it's number one in the country. However, there are problems with that because in our schools, in some of the poorest schools, the water cannot be consumed. Baltimore is especially poor. In fact, one Baltimore school has opted not to let the children drink any of the water they can. It can only be used for flushing toilets, washing floors, and stuff like this. That it's so expensive to put in new piping that now what they do is to purchase these big gallon, 5 gallon jugs of water, and they have one of these containers for every 50 students. At the same time, of course, the school is loaded with soda pop and everything else. So this is, you know, recipe for disaster. And also, if you look into, there are companies nearby Maryland, who do make fluoridated water. However, it only comes in the small containers, not the big containers. So this is something we have to work on to get these companies to make the big jug. Because if the city's going to buy bottled water for their students, at least it should be optimally fluoridated. Then a big thing, and I think some of these data will point out clearly, is that only minimal efforts have been done across the country, not just in Maryland, but everywhere, as far as trying to educate about the benefits of community water fluoridation and that it really does work. And so what we have done was to determine what Maryland adults understand and practice regarding prevention of tooth decay. And we're limiting this only to the part about fluoride and their use of tap water. So this was a random digit dial, land and cell phones, very expensive, of 803 adults, 6 years of age and younger. And special efforts were made to get lower income respondents. Again, this is we're able to do this now. The phone company is able to do this now. And we did a modestly decent job of being able to get lower income. So what you're going to see here is it is probably a better picture than what it really is. Because as you can see, the level of education is the majority have are college graduates. So that means they're going to be have more knowledge, more understanding. We were not able to capture as many lower incomes as we would have liked, but we did reasonably well. In the age range, 48% were 18 to 35, and the rest were 36 and older. Type of dental insurance was Medicaid or SCHIP. It's the same thing in Maryland. And there are about 17%. Those who said they had no insurance at all were 17%. The rest were private. Response rate was 26%, which is considered reasonably good these days, considering all of the problems with different kinds of phones. Nearly all of the respondents claimed that they had heard of fluoride. 98% claimed that they had heard of fluoride, but only 58% knew the purpose of fluoride, and that is to prevent tooth decay. Over one-third of the respondents did not know if their home tap water is fluoridated. And those with lower levels of education were more likely to use filtered water. Adults with high school education or less were significantly less likely to know if their tap water was fluoridated, less likely to drink the tap water or to give it to their children. Medicaid children were significantly less likely to drink tap water than those with private insurance. So these results are consistent with other studies. If you know some of studies that have been done in California and other places, Latino youth especially lack the use of tap water. We did a survey a number of years ago in D.C. Same was true. And it's because, you know, they come here with prejudicial views that the water is no good, especially when they come from other countries, and for good reason. And then there are entrepreneurs who are selling filtering systems who go door to door to poor people to tell them, don't use the tap water, buy my filtering machine, some of which do remove the fluoride. Not all of them, but some of them. So these survey results are corroborated by our focus groups. And in fact, the focus groups, really, really interesting, especially the ones done among Spanish-speaking women. Two focus groups in which they none of them used the tap water at all. All of it purchased water. Some of it, they admitted that it was a thing to do in this country, that everybody else is doing it, and therefore we should be doing it. So it's a status thing of sorts. And I think that if we're all really honest, that the results are not surprising, considering we do not educate yet about community water fluoridation, and that it does work, and it does help prevent tooth decay. There are very few educational materials. Because of the survey and the preliminary results that we have conducted, we also then went to every single state to ask about their educational materials about fluorides and fluoridation and sealants, because we did questions on those too. And available in any way. We were hoping to get those in plain language, and that didn't show us very much. And as I mentioned in a session yesterday, the material that has been available in the past is not available today. For example, NIDCR publishes nothing on fluorides or community water fluoridation. The ADA used to have great posters on community water fluoridation that we could all use, and those are not available today either. So my belief is that we need to educate the public and providers and policymakers about the value of community water fluoridation. Many people in my state believe, including a lot of policymakers, that the way to have good oral health is go see your dentist. And, you know, that's because that's what we teach them. That's what we tell everybody. And I think public health has to take a stand and tell the truth that really there are ways to prevent this disease and that we really can do that. And we've got to educate the policymakers and our own groups, our own dentists, our own dental hygienists, physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs, everybody. Community water fluoridation must be consumed to benefit, and it's needed by the very groups who need it most. And those are the ones we have to target, I believe, and really focus on them. So it's all lower income. It's not all just African Americans. It's not just all Latinos. There are a lot of the other groups who need this information as well. And we need to implement an educational campaign, which is going to go on in Maryland through a grant from the CDC. Very positive efforts, but it's limited funding, so it's not, and it can't be a one-shot deal. We have to continue to educate, just like we educate for early childhood vaccinations. If you look at the data on early childhood vaccinations, it goes like this, and it depends on which administration and where they put the money into whether they educate new moms on that. I believe that we need to do a similar kind of thing about fluorides, because we're constantly getting new immigrants who don't know nothing about this. We're constantly getting new moms who don't know anything about it. So it's up to us. You know, this is really one of the best held secrets there is. Fluoride works, and we have to share that information. We have to increase fluoridated water in school systems. This is where the kids are all day long. So we have to make that a priority as well. And our state needs to come to grips with this. And we need to improve student, parents, and school personnel's understanding. Finally, we've got to start using the F word. We've got to talk about fluoride. And I want everybody in this room very loudly to say fluoride, fluoride, fluoridation. We can do this, you guys. We know the word and we know what it means. So I hope that you will, in fact, join Maryland along this journey and initiate similar kinds of things. I know you know, because you heard yesterday, if you went to a wonderful session, that Pew gave us some wonderful suggestions for how to discuss things, and I can tell you I can hardly wait, Bill, for the Pew whole thing to be rolled out. And on top of that, the Ad Council is going to also be focusing on prevention, so we're going to have a lot of good things happening, and we must take advantage of it and take advantage the fact that oral health has now been nominated as one of the 12 health indicators. We've never had that before. The stars are aligned, and we really have to work on this. So, thank you very much.